Greetings, this is James Gillen with Azure Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington. We've got some amazing things coming up, things happening here at the ranch. I'd like to first talk about this conference we have coming up, and those who haven't gone to the website, the eseti.org website, check out this conference. Some of the speakers that we have coming up are, we're having Dr. Michal Ledwith, he one-time advisor to the Pope, and just an amazing man. His information about higher dimensions and physics and orbs and the true history of Jesus and all of that is just amazing. It's the things that the churches don't want you to hear. So, he puts on quite a show. I'm not exactly sure what he's going to cover. We've got Dr. Brooks Agnew as well. He's a geophysicist, and he has some great information about the upcoming Earth changes and what's happening on the planet and his trip to the North Pole, so his upcoming trip. We've got John Kelly with Reverse Speech, and those who have checked out, they did some reverse speech on me quite a while ago, and they said I was one of the first people that they've had that actually said the same thing forward as I did in reverse, that I had a direct link up with the subconscious, and it was actually very informative because I was going more in-depth into things than I did in my conscious mind, so I love the work that they're doing, and it's an incredible program they've developed there. And we've got Alfred Weber, who's the exopolitics king, basically, and he's got some amazing new information about Mars and life on Mars and what's really going on there. We've got Carol Hayward Baroskas, and she's coming up, and she's going to talk about intentional communities and her visions about the future and what she's seen. Boy, I can go on. Chuck Esten, he talks about sustainable living, the gardening, the, I don't know why I've got a mental block right now, but I'm trying to think about the type of gardening they do, but it's all sustainable. We've got Nahi's coming too. She's our kahuna that we all love and adore, and she's going to be here doing some sacred kahuna chants. We're working on bringing some fire dancers and some other, we have other entertainment as well, but hopefully that'll come together. But being we have a burn ban going on, we're not sure how that's going to work out, but we definitely will have Nani helping to open up the ceremony and do a nice blessing, bringing in that ancient spirit into the event. We've got Renato Longano, who's also had some amazing experiences, in the UFO field, and he brings the information concerning all the things happening in Mexico and other places, the kind of the Latin connection, you might say. So that's going to be wonderful. We've got Rich Romer, who is our Kunlun, our resident Kunlun teacher, and boy, people are just jumping out of their chairs. They're having amazing breakthroughs with the Kunlun that we've been teaching here on a regular basis. And Glenn Kimball is going to be here, too, and hopefully he'll talk about the massive triangle ship that flew over his head and pretty much blew his mind. He was out in the field with quite a few ships, and I know he spoke about it at the International UFO Congress, which I was kind of uninvited to come to for some reason, but nonetheless, the word is still getting out, and people are hearing about the ongoing activity here, regardless of the censorship. But we've got Lisa Renee is coming too, and I'm not real familiar. I've heard her before. I think she's awesome, but I'm not totally familiar with her work yet, so I'll get a preview of that as well, with everybody else. We have Coley and William, and they do kind of like the matrix work and healing. People have spontaneous healings, and they just pretty much set a field up, and it's awesome to be in their presence, and they're going to talk about, the work they do, and Jessica Schwab, who some people call Jessica Mystic, she's one of the leaders of the Indigo movement, the Indigo, kind of a voice for the Indigo children and, the younger generation that's enlightened. And we have some more coming up as well that we're adding to the list. We're running out of space, and I think we're going to have Joel Garbin and probably another one on there. We're trying to fit them in, talking about free energy. So anyway, we're still working on the schedule. We put out a preliminary schedule, and you can go to eseti.org and check this out. And we're going to have an amazing event here. It's going to be life-changing, and I'm sure the ships are going to put on a show. They have been lately, and people come here, you know, have a major transformation every time they come here. So it's pretty incredible, the energies here and what happens here, not just in the physical, but on the other dimensions as well. And people have just phenomenal dreams and get to see the ships and experience them firsthand energetically. And there's no other place like this place, that which is amazing. We're still trying to figure out why it's still such a threat to even the UFO community, you know, for people to come up and have their own experience and see the ships. For some reason, you know, the game is to keep it in the past and keep it, you know, far away. But heck, you can come up here and have your own experience, see the ships firsthand. You can interact with them. And if you're sensitive, you can really sense these ships, because they're very intense beings on these ships. They're multidimensional beings and very extremely loving, very blissful, and very powerful. And so the more sensitive you are, the more your experience is enhanced, you know, when you have these contacts and these sightings here that happen on a regular basis. We've been having regular power-ups. We've had big ships coming over and powering up and lighting up the sky. And everybody's seeing it. You don't have to be clairvoyant to see these ships, because, you know, they're in your face, basically, and they're still here. I found some interesting things I wanted to talk a little bit about. I don't really like getting into this stuff, but, you know, we keep getting these crazy responses and letters, you know, from the X-Zone and Rob McConnell and these other guys, and we're just amazed at how they come at you and you know, say your stuff is all nonsense, and it's, you know, and come at you with these hatchet jobs. And we're trying to figure out where these guys are coming from. Are they known disinformation agents? Are they just totally arrogant or ignorant, or you know, what their agenda is? But the bottom line is the ships are still here. They've always been here. And when you've got triple PhD Boeing engineers and Air Force base commanders and pilots and air traffic controllers and literally thousands of people observing these ships and saying they aren't ours, I think that pretty much outweighs their armchair investigation and their, you know, statements they're making. I think Einstein pretty much summed it up when he said, condemnation without investigation is the height of ignorance, and these people seem to be reaching those heights. You know, it's just unbelievable. They actually believe they're telling the truth, and truth prevails is what they say. And I go, well, how can you call it truth when you haven't even investigated or experienced, and you can't take the word of people that have?
I agree with you. I wanted to butt in here only because I get the same emails from the same people you mentioned, and I just think it's ludicrous, to be quite honest with you. I've been up to your conference, and I've been up to the ranch, and the UFOs are real. In fact, it pains me I can't be up there this year, because my twin brother has a very bad back, and he just had an MRI done, and I've been wanting to make the trip up there with my twin brother, because your ranch is astounding. I mean, not only is it the best place to be just to relax and feel such an explosive energy, but it's has UFOs flying everywhere, and you can see them over the mountain, you can see them up in the sky, you can see them powering up. So, I mean, it's real. They're always there. People can go there themselves and find out that it's real. Why these other people keep making a mockery of everything is beyond me.
Yeah, it's beyond me too. And when you confront them on it, and not in a negative way, but you just say, well, on what are you basing your opinion on? And they come at you with just nonsense, and you go, well, wait a second, I just gave you the evidence. It's all on record. It's on film. You know, cameras don't make things up, and we have the eyewitnesses to back it up. You know, we've got tribal police and regular police and all these, you know, rangers. Everybody here that's seen these ships, and they've been here forever, and even Kenneth Arnold lost sight of the ships when they descended on the western slopes of Mount Adams, who coined the word flying saucers. You know, so, you know, it does not make any sense, other than there's either some incredible mind control going on, or they're all part of the disinformation program.
Well, you know, the beauty is the people can actually go to your ranch, go to the conference, sign up, And for a few bucks, and believe me, it's worth it. It's worth 20 times what you charge. I mean, easily, because of the experience and how they'll come away feeling. It's life-changing. It'll be life-changing for their heart, their mind, and their soul. I believe that. I mean, it was for me. If you have any doubts, then that's where you should be going. If you don't have any doubts and you just want to see the UFOs and meet with a very energetic group of people, then I would recommend going up to your ranch. I honestly wish I could be there. I love you, James.
Thanks.
And I'll get you. I guess you wanted me to ring the field. I'll just wait for your cue and I'll back out. I just wanted to let you and your audience know what my thoughts, and I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much for.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. You know, somebody who actually came and saw and experienced it themselves. You know, he'll have to bring his brother up to get some healing work done. We have a guy here right now that he's Lakota actually. And he came up to the ranch, and he had fibromyalgia, and he couldn't move his arms, his back. He was just in all kinds of pain. And he camped out one night in the field, and he woke up, and he goes, "I feel great." He goes, "I can't believe it." He goes, "I have no pain anywhere." And we did some other clearing work with him, some one-on-one work, where we did some energetic, the transpersonal release session on him. And that, combined with the energies here on the ranch, we're just getting one report after another after another. We don't claim anything. We don't claim to heal anything. It just happens, you know. So, and it's usually spontaneous, and sometimes it doesn't happen. And we always say that's between you and spirit. Whatever happens here is whatever you're open to. But, you know, it's just kind of a phenomenon that's ongoing. And, you know, I'm definitely not taking credit for it. And I'm not taking the blame if it doesn't happen either. So I'm in neutral on these things. But it does happen, and it happens on a regular basis. The other things going on, too. I know people are feeling the energies this solstice. Boy, they are just kicking up exponential. And thank God they are, because I've been working 24/7 here, building some yurts and some other projects going on, getting ready for the conference. And we just built this incredible two-story yurt. It's like an observatory, and it has two levels to it and a top deck as well. So we're getting all of our equipment set up, and we've got two infrared cameras, and we have the ability to record, and we're getting a lot of these ships on film. And if people want to see some of this, we have so much we haven't downloaded yet. We have tons of just incredible footage. But these ships are coming in, and a lot of people think they're satellites, but we're watching these things make right-angle turns. You know, one huge ship last night did an evasive maneuver. There was another little one coming right towards it, and it actually made a right turn and avoided it. And we're watching these things just do all kinds of antics up in the sky. And what's interesting is they have no running lights. They have no strobes. They're not any kind of military or commercial aircraft that we know of. I'm not saying they can't be back engineered or part of our own little space fleet we have out there, but some of these ships that come in here, we've had people that were very involved in Skunk Works and were involved in some of the back engineering, and they said without a doubt these aren't ours because of what they've done. I mean, we don't really have ships that can morph from one into three and then back into one again. And, you know, the antics that they're doing are far beyond the physics that we know. So, and even the physics that they're not telling us about that they know, so with the Black Project. But, you know, when you have these things, you know, changing size and shape and morphing and, you know, coming in as a triangle, then morphing into a cube and turning into a light cylinder and then back again, you're in front of multiple witnesses. Obviously, these aren't ours, and there's something else going on. But the transformation when you see these ships and you connect with them is just phenomenal. I mean, people go through everything from where they just start crying and their tears of joy, and there's a huge opening, a major transformation. I know Dr. Brooks Agnew, who's on X Squared Radio on the same program here, he had a one-on-one experience with a major beam coming out of the mountain that changed his life and turned a major corner for him. So there's lots of top people out there, top physicists that have come here you know, all of the exopolitics. People have been here and they know the ships are here. So, you know, it's ongoing. But we wonder why these major UFO groups and radio shows and are censoring the events here. And when we ask them, you know, why is it, they just come up with something they pull out of their hat. The latest one we heard was, well, there's nothing new going on here at the ranch. There's nothing to cover. You know, and I mentioned that to some of the people here, and they just drop their jaws. They go, what? They go, what are you talking about? You know, like, we had Robbie Williams come up here, Above Top Secret, Paranormal State was here. The ships are coming in here. They're coming closer. They're getting massive. We got incredible footage of these ships. But according to these groups, nothing new is happening here. But they bring the same old guests on with the same old spiel over and over and over again, and we have to ask, what is going on here? Why is it so important to keep digging up the past and keep everybody's necks cranked back in the past when something very big is going on right now? And I'd like to talk a little bit about that. I know the last show before mine, Zany Mystic, I caught the last part of the show, and they were covering the ultra-dimensionals and the different dimensions and how each group does have higher dimensions to themselves. And I know a lot of people talk about the Palladians, and some of the Palladians come in here 2 million years ahead of us in time as we know it. They're extremely advanced, and if you took a Christed master on this planet, advanced them 2 million years, this is who you'd be talking with and working with. And that's some of the things that we've been experiencing here. But we do have the Arcturians, the Andromedans, and there's an Orion Council of Light and some extremely advanced beings that are coming here on a regular basis and giving us a little high five in the heavens and letting us know that they're here and they're observing. And I know they've intervened on quite a few occasions to make sure that we stay here. So that's been, you know, much appreciated. And they've also taken me at death's door and, you know, gone through spontaneous healings over and over again due to other outside influences, would pretty much like to see me go away. But anyway, I don't think they want me on the other side because I can find them from there too, you know, and I can be much more effective. So it's better to keep me here in the physical. But anyway, to keep a long story short, we've got some people out in the field here, some people that were out here last night and the night before. And although we've had some activity, you know, it's not been as exciting as it has been the past few days, but the last couple of days we've had real cloudy weather, and it's been hard to see some things. But we did have some ships flying, and we did have some power-ups come in and power up and make it very clear that, you know, they weren't anything that we would normally see in the sky, even to the skeptics. It seemed to be skeptic weekend for some reason, because we had quite a few out there, but they've changed, you know, in their skepticism after seeing what the ships were doing up here and how many there were. And again, last night I stopped counting at about 27 or 28, and they were still ongoing. But let's see if we can get out to the field. Don, if you're there, maybe you can call the phone out into the field, into the Skywatch field.
We got him.
We got him online? Hello?
Hey, James, it's Patrick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, what's up? Yeah, we have Rob here to start off. He's going to just talk for a few minutes, and then I'll get some other folks over here, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob.
We're live yet.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Rob.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, you want to talk a little bit about your stay here at the ranch and some of the experiences you've had?
Yeah, it's been quite an experience. I'm a newbie here at the ranch, and really appreciate the opportunity to experience this. I wasn't really a skeptic before I came, but really hadn't experienced obviously some of the stuff that is going on up here, and just kind of wanted to experience it firsthand and you know, kind of be a part of it. But it's just you know, and really didn't know what to expect, but it's been quite a spectacle, especially last night. You know, we had had great weather, and just there just was a lot of activity. You know, certainly the night vision equipment helped initially spot it, but then once it was pointed out, you could easily see the you know, the ships as they moved across the sky in different directions, and there was just I can't remember, we lost count. I know there was over 20 that that we counted, and you know, even speculated at the time that you know, if a skeptic came up here and you know could say, well, you know, there may be a satellite or two, or there may be some aircraft, but you know, you can't explain all of that away as commercial aircraft or satellites. There's just, you know, just the volume of them, and they certainly weren't characteristic of those things as you pointed out. But equally impressive, you know, was the orbs that we were able to experience up here. It's just, you know, I had never really looked for those before, but I have a feeling they're probably not nearly as prevalent, you know, back in Cincinnati where I'm from. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was, it really, even though if you're not a skeptic, it, you know, to see something like that firsthand, you know, was, it's a very moving experience, and I really appreciated the opportunity to, with your graciousness, to open this place up to everybody. It was, you know, quite remarkable and you know, kind of a life-changing type of experience, and I know you keep getting busier and busier, and more activity, and more people kind of come in. I think as that occurs, and the word spreads, I think, people will kind of catch on to the, you know, to the true realities and the truth that is, you know, there for the asking. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rob is, for the audience, Rob is one of the awesome guests that saw us building this, this observatory we're creating right now, and just chipped right in. And together we got it pretty much sealed up and banged out, and the windows in. And we just got to put a roof on it and do a little interior work, but it's pretty much finished thanks to his expertise and awesome generosity as far as the work.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. Before I came up here, I had intended to offer to you know, assist in any way I could, you know, around the ranch. And you know, the project kind of was kind of right there front and center when I came in. So I thought, well, this is great. I enjoy this type of thing. Have some experience at it, and you know. So I was glad to be able to pitch in a little bit, you know, and luckily it hasn't fallen down yet. So I think hopefully it's there too. It looks like a pretty sound structure, and it's going to be, I think, make it really nice for you know, recording and you know, what you need to do to kind of document some of the events.
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice.
I just wish I could stay longer. You know, I think, as you've said, I think a lot of people come up here and, you know, just not really sure why they're coming, not sure what to expect. But once they get here, it's like, you know, it just, you know, kind of want to stay and don't really want to leave.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's happening. It's kind of fair. We're getting a little feedback here, but now it's working. I can't thank you enough, and for all the help you've done, especially on the yurt, and for coming on the show. Do we have any other guests there that might want to come on?
Yeah,
and talk
I think.
About
let me see here. Just a second. I think someone else is available. So.
No, there's a mother-daughter.
Don't be shy. It's just James on the line. So you just talk to him. He'll talk to you a little bit, and it's pretty easy.
It's easy. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Cheryl. We're from Hawaii.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
We're doing good.
All right. Did you have fun out in the field?
Oh, we had an amazing time. We got lots of pictures of orbs, some green ones.
Yeah, I saw the green ones.
Green ones. Yeah.
Yeah,
you
that was
saw
incredible.
Those, right?
Yeah. How about the ships?
The ships? Oh my God, there were so many. It was hard to keep track of how many. We kind of lost track there for a while.
Yeah,
no, it's amazing.
I stopped at about 27. We were keeping track, and then I just gave it up. And,
you counted about 27?
Yeah, we
lost track after a while.
Yeah, we counted about 27, and that was it. Hey, do you want to talk a little bit about your experiences in the Kundalini class?
Yeah. That was amazing. We had so much fun. It was, I'd never done it before. I mean, I've done a lot of things. I've done meditation and I've done yoga and things like that. But I've done some Qigong. I think that's how you pronounce it. But it was a lot of fun. And actually, my daughter, who's sitting right here, had an amazing experience because she paired up with Rich to do this partner thing.
Yeah.
And she had an amazing experience, and I'll let her tell you about that.
Great. I'd love to hear about it. Well,
thanks
for coming on the show.
It's hysterical. So her name is Stacy. I'm going to give her to you right now.
Okay, great.
Okay, hang on. Hello?
Hello, Stacy. Welcome to Azurist Talk Radio.
Hi.
Hey, we're hoping that you could talk a little bit about some of your experiences. First, in the beginning, I know you took a lot of orb pictures out in the field.
Oh, yes. I was very lucky. I know some people couldn't really get too many, but I kept taking them, and I got a lot of orbs. I got a really bright green one that I was told was one of the brightest that, you know, people have seen, and I've got some red ones and some other green ones, and it was lots of fun. Everybody was looking in the sky, and I was still taking pictures of orbs.
Yeah, how'd you like the ships coming in and the night vision and being able to look through that apparatus?
Oh, that was fun. I just the whole trip over here has just been so much fun, and we're probably leaving tomorrow, and I'm going to be kind of bummed, but it was it's cold, but it's fun.
You can always come back. Yeah, you can always come back. We have an open door here.
Yeah.
I was hoping you could talk about some of the things that happened to you during the Kundalini class.
Oh, well, like my mom said, when I was paired up with Rich, I think it was, and I was so happy I was paired up with him. He was just amazing. He was so funny. He made me laugh, and I was paired up with him, and I was laughing the whole time, and I had a really awesome experience. I went up into space, and I was looking down on the planet. I became a little bug, and I could, you know, was crawling through the grass, and I went, I could see through a whale's eyes, and when I was looking through the whale's eyes, I saw a UFO under the water, so I thought that was really, really fun, and I was flying through the trees. It was really awesome experience for me.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. That's actually what's supposed to happen. You know, there's a lot of things like that happen during Kundalini. Some people just explode into ecstatic bliss, and then they drop all their old patterns or whatever. And a lot of people go out of body and just start journeying as a spirit
merging. I was smiling so much, my jaw hurt.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you can keep practicing that at home. Doesn't mean you have to be here. You can. Just keep
I intend to. Yeah, it was so much fun. I'm going to do that when I go home.
Yeah, the energy is a little stronger here, so it helps people, you know, blow wide open and clear their path.
Yeah.
But it'll still be with you even at home when you do your work.
Yeah, I just takes, you know, daily. It's fun, so I don't mind doing it.
Mhm.
It makes me smile and smiling.
Did you? I mean, when the UFOs came in, did you see the one that came in and powered up?
I kept hearing people talking about it, but I was just kind of in my own world taking pictures.
Oh, okay.
So okay. I saw them, but I don't think I saw them as well as others.
I was wondering, being as sensitive as you are, when the ones come in and they power up and they get really big, they pulse an energy out, and a lot of people feel it, and they get real giddy and really happy, and they don't know why or where it came from, and I guess you probably didn't tie the two together, but it seems like you were already really happy and having a good time out in the field.
Yeah. Oh, I had lots of fun out there. It was cold, but it was so worth it.
Yeah. You know, it's usually pretty warm here, and we used to have really warm nights, but there's some, we're having the weirdest weather we've ever seen.
Yeah. I've always been in warm climates. I went from Hawaii to Texas to San Diego, so I've just been pretty much warm my whole life. So going into something where it's kind of cold, I have to bundle up myself pretty good.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, we have a fire ban going on up here, but usually we have a nice big campfire out there, and we bring out
I saw the fire pit. I didn't see it, on fire, but I saw it there.
We usually have drums and flutes and all kinds of instruments and just have fun, on the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, definitely you'll have to come back and visit us again and take some more of those classes and hope you can make it back even on the air.
Yeah, I'm hoping to. I know my mom would love to come back. I know my sisters haven't been up, so I know they would really like to, and I'm sure the next time they come up, I'll probably want to be with them if I'm able to.
Yeah, are they from Hawaii too, or?
Yes.
Oh, good. I can't wait to get back to Hawaii. I usually go over there and stay on Maui, and I've met a lot of friends over there and do a lot of workshops and counseling and things like that when I go over.
I love Maui. That's where I was born and raised, so it's one of my favorite places.
Yeah, I think when winter comes again, I'm going to skip out of here. 10 feet of snow just doesn't seem real appealing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anybody else out there that might want to come on the air that you can see?
I don't know. Let me go ask.
We're sending our roving reporter out among the masses.
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking with?
This is Derek.
Derek, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you, James?
Good. Hey, do you want to talk a little bit about some of your experiences here at the ranch?
Yeah, it's been great. I came in on Thursday, and we had it was kind of cloudy on Thursday, but we still saw a couple things. But last night, it was really good and definitely worth the price of admission, I guess you could say, for me.
Yeah,
I guess we saw about at least 20 or so ships last night.
Uh-huh.
I kind of lost count there. They were coming so fast, it was one right after another, and The one power-up that was right over the top of us was just really amazing. I'd never seen anything like that before, and it was really incredible. So I've been having a great time here. I was camping out, and everything's been wonderful. It's been great.
I noticed you've been doing it. You've been doing it right here. You've been really taking the inner journey here, which is...
Yeah, I was the lone tent out in the field there for a couple of days, but I have some company now, so that's good.
Good.
And, yeah, and just actually, checking out the area during the day, too, which is really, Trout Lake and surrounding areas. It's great.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place up here.
Yeah. I'm from the East Coast. I came out from Maryland. So, to me, this is, night and day compared to where I live now. So I can see, like, 4 or 5 stars where I live. And last night, the whole sky was just, lit up. It was incredible.
Yeah, we had about... Oh, boy, it's like about 4 or 5 days ago, we had a thunder shower here and rained. And after it, the skies opened up, and it was just phenomenal. You could just reach out and touch the stars almost. And it's the clearest I've ever seen it.
It's incredible. And those night vision goggles that you have, I would have never have imagined that you could see that many stars. I mean, there's just, it's incredible. I was surprised that... With the ships that you could see just with the naked eye, and having a spotter with the goggles definitely helps. But even still, you can still catch the larger ones with the naked eye, and it was really just an incredible experience for me. And and last night was like I said, well worth coming out here and seeing this firsthand. So it's just been great.
I think the night before was like Skeptic's Corner. We had a lot of
total
skeptics there, and I couldn't. They couldn't even. I mean, it. in the beginning, that one powered up right in front of this woman, and she goes, well, that could have been a plane. And I said, I don't think so. And it was just amazing, and she couldn't even see him in the night vision. I go right there, and I'd point out the laser, and she goes, I don't see it. And I go, how do you miss it, you know?
Basically everything that happened didn't happen to a couple, a couple of our guests there.
Yeah, and one just didn't care at all. She just sat in the corner making remarks. But the other one finally got turned around. She said towards the end, she goes, you know what, I have to admit it, that there's just too much up there, and they don't fit any criteria I know of. And she goes, you've made me a believer, you know. And
I think her night for getting converted was last night, because there was just so many.
Yeah.
Like right when we first got out there, it was like rush hour, basically. I mean, there was just one right after another, and
uh-huh.
Now you're sitting there looking up, and you're spinning around 360 degrees, because they're coming from, you know, in front of you and back of you. And it'd be one thing if they're all coming from, like, you know, a common direction, or, you know, moving at a similar speed, but they're you know, each one is unique almost unto itself, and they're moving in different directions. Some are zigzagging, some are, you know, going in straight trajectories. Or, but then you have one with a smaller one behind it, you know. And,
oh yeah.
So how do you explain that? You really can't.
You see three or four all traveling together at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's
definitely not a plane, because obviously we had quite a few planes go over last night too, and you can tell the difference between the two pretty easily. You know, it's not even close. So, so hopefully tonight I'm hoping for another nice night, and we got a whole good positive group here as well. So I think it's going to be a good night.
Yeah, it should be. I can't wait to get out there. I'll probably be out there in about 15 minutes.
All right. Yeah, it's going to be good.
So we'll see you out there. Is there anybody else that might want to come on the air?
Rich said he wants to come on the air, I think.
Oh, okay, great. We'll bring Rich on. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me out here. It's been a great time.
Oh, anytime.
Hey, aloha, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, very well. Very well. How about you?
Oh, doing great. Hey, all these people are talking about their wonderful experiences in the Kundalini class, and for some of the new listeners, do you want to explain a little bit about what Kundalini is and where it originated?
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun with it. It actually is from it's an ancient 2,000-year-old practice from the Kunlunshan Mountains in China. It's northwestern Tibet, and it's the Kundalini Temple of the Immortals. And you do it all yourself. We're just sharing something that was shared with us. And you access your original self, where all things are possible and there's no limits. So it's interesting to watch these people just having a really good time and finding themselves so quickly.
And we're going to actually be offering these classes at the conference, the upcoming conference as well, and then have you speak. I think my brother's going to speak a little bit about what he does and have some amazing workshops, you know, during and after the event, I guess.
Well, I look forward to it very much, and I must say I've been here on your ranch for about 2.5 months now, and there's just so much going on. There's always something going on, columns of violet light, ships powering up, people running in hysterically with pictures on their camera of all sorts of interesting things, and I just must thank you very much. I think it's a great experience for anybody to come here, so thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for being here and teaching those classes. I love watching people heal, you know, and release the past and wake up. That's really what it's all about for me anyway, and that's what brings me the most joy. And to have somebody else doing it is definitely a great burden off of my shoulders, because sometimes I feel like I'm the only one, you know, doing that. And getting more people out here doing this kind of work, it sure makes it a lot easier.
Well, we all appreciate you very much too, and it's fun to watch the people, you know, empower themselves, and then, of course, they work with you and go to a whole new level. And it's just everybody seems to work together here as a family at the ranch, and you've really created a beautiful sanctuary here for us, and we appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, is there anybody else out there that might want to come on? And we might have covered most of the people. I think a lot of them are still out in the field.
Yeah, hold on one sec. Hey, it's coming right now.
the radio.
Okay. Hello, James. How are you tonight?
Good. How you doing?
Chai.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing wonderful. Wonderful.
Glad
you
guys are back.
I thought I'd take a few moments to kind of tell some of my experience.
Yeah, sure. That'd be great.
Okay. Well, I can say to the listeners that my first visit here to the ranch was almost overwhelming in a sense that it really changed the way that I view things in my life. So in a short stick, it did change my life. And things have been going wonderful since my experience here at the ranch, watching the lights and the crafts show up and having my own experiences and my own kind of contacts has been really amazing. It's just really changed my life for the better. So I just think that it's a wonderful thing that you have going down here. The energies are all about love and light, and that's really apparent. I think that when people first come down here, they'll really feel that. But overall, I'm back here again, obviously, so it has been something that I've been planning to do, and I made the time to come down here and keep experiencing the joy of all the people that come down here. Really, all the human beings that are here are really, I think, on the same path of searching and trying to find out what's going on with our relatives up above. And, mm-hmm. and we're finding out by coming here.
Yeah, now I know you've studied a lot of, and you're also Lakota yourself, but a lot of their tradition.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what do they have to say about the Star Nations of the UFO?
Well, the fascinating thing, and even before I found Oseti or Sattva Sanctuary, was that we have a word in Lakota, and it's Wakayesha. And I may be mispronouncing that a little bit. Lakota, I'm still trying to learn it. But basically what it means is star being. And that's what we called our children in the Lakota culture. And we believe that the star beings obviously come from the heavens, that they came down here to give us knowledge and to try to teach us how to live our lives in harmony with our planet. And I think it goes along the story with the white buffalo calf woman is very similar in the sense that the beings have been coming down throughout history trying to advise us. And I think you can relate that to Kuan Yin, Buddha. I mean, even going back, biblically kind of speaking, when Moses spoke to the bush, I think that there's been moments throughout our history that we've been making contact and that they've been here trying to show us what to do. So I obviously with the Lakota, the Cheyenne, the Ute, and all the Native American tribes being some of the first people here, I believe that those were our teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been hanging around with us for quite a long time. And I think that a lot of the elders are saying that people are waking up, they're awakening, and they're trying to find out what's going on out there. So I know that the Native American nations are in tune with this.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been telling our stories for thousands of years about the star beings. So.
Yeah, it goes all the way, somebody was asking me about that, about the lineages, and I told him, I said, when you look at all these ancient beliefs or ancient techniques, Qigong, all these things, you trace all these practices back to, all the way back to Egypt. And, then Egypt goes back to the fabled colonies, of Atlantis and Lemuria.
Mm-hmm.
And Atlantis and Lemuria go back to the Pleiades. They were originated as Pleiadian colonies, but there's other star nations that came as well to be a part of those colonies. So
mm-hmm.
it all goes back to the stars, and when you get into the ancient Vedic scriptures and everything, they all talk about this.
What's really fascinating is just the eminence that comes from their light and their love. And I think the reason why I brought up the white buffalo calf woman was because in our stories it tells that they came down in their original form and they kind of freaked everybody out when they showed up. And the second vision was that of the white buffalo calf woman coming in the form of a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that story is very similar to a lot of other indigenous tales about light beings coming to us. And that their eminence, just their light, was almost too much for our human eyes. So they had to come in forms that were much less let's say, malevolent, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, a little less.
I know also too, the I asked the Palladians about that when their contacts, because the first contacts I had were all female.
Mm-hmm.
And, which is great, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, and they explained it. They said, you know, when you have a being that emanates a lot of energy and higher consciousness energy, if a male were to appear to you and just in a big flash of light and be standing there, most people, their guard goes up. And they go, who are you? You know, why are you here?
Sure.
And everything. But when you have a female that's just emanating this beautiful love and nurturing energy and appear before you, you know, it's the opposite. You go,
oh,
who are you and what do you want and how can I serve, you know?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
It's just a completely different reaction that we have to these beings. And that's why I notice over and over again that a lot of the first contacts with people are almost always female. And
that's pretty true.
From my understanding too, is they
search.
They said females make better pilots.
History. I'm sorry, James.
Yeah, they're saying that females make better pilots because they're more sensitive, and the ships are extremely sensitive. So because of their sensitivity, they actually make better pilots than the males, which is kind of interesting.
I actually think that they're finding that out now with airline pilots too, and that females are better pilots. So it's kind of interesting.
Now, I know their brain processes a heck of a lot faster than ours,
mm-hmm.
because we're still trying to figure out the last event that happened to us, and they've gone on, you know, to five or six new ones. But, you know, it is kind of interesting.
It is.
But
you know, just going back to the Lakota beliefs, I think that there's a real gathering that's going on, and you know, there was a big division between elders about what to share about old stories and cultures and traditions, and a lot of the elders now are finding that, you know, that our culture and traditions are actually dying, so it's a good time for us to start going out and teaching people, and it's no matter of whether you have native blood anymore, it's whether or not you have a blessed heart and you're looking for love and those kinds of things. So I don't think anymore that it really matters whether you're Native American. That doesn't really, it doesn't matter where you come from with your connection. I think that everybody's pretty much the same in light and love, and they view us the same up above as well.
I know I had one of the elders here. I love what he said. He said, you know, there's a lot of red apples out there, you know, in Native Americans that are red on the outside and white on the inside, you know. And he said, he told me, he goes, you're the opposite. He said, you're red on the inside and white on the outside.
That's it, yep.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people out there with native souls and native spirits, for sure. And the skin color doesn't determine that.
No. And, you know, also, too, we do have a lineage. My great-grandmother and grandmother were both Cherokee. So that mix that we're kind of Cherokee, Scotch-Irish. I got the white side. But I got the spirit of the Native American and the troublemaker spirit of the Irish, you might say.
Yeah.
So.
Well, James, it was really, really nice to talk to you tonight. And again, I want to invite the listeners to come down here and just come with an open mind and open heart. Try not to have expectations. Just come and enjoy the beauty of the property, the beauty of the human beings that are gathering here. And I'd be willing to say that people are going to have some kind of experience when they come to the ranch. It's like you
weekend.
Said before. I believe in the film, there's a lot of trout.
yeah, exactly. Hey, well,
so
thanks
anyway,
for coming
thank
on
you for
show.
Having me on the air. I feel really blessed to be here, and I thank you for all the things that you're doing for the community out there, James.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for coming on the show. I think you'll be our last guest because we're running out of time.
Okay.
So you can go ahead and probably hang up that phone and
sounds wonderful. And blessings out there to everybody that's listening, and have a safe weekend. Thank you for your time. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, it looks like we're going to be going out to the field here right after the show, and I might even take some of my other equipment out there, but we're pretty dead tired. We've been trying to get these yurts built up and put together, and we've got, how many? We've got six of them, actually. that we're hoping to have up before the conference. I know the biggest one, the observation tower, is up, and we'll have that fully equipped with all the night vision gear, and I'll probably have a TV downstairs so people can actually watch us videotape the orbs and all the other phenomenon that's happening, which is brand new. Very few people have video of orbs, and we have these light spheres completely interacting with people flying from the mountain. We have massive doors opening on the mountain, these light doors, and ships going back and forth and, you know, cutting the treetops. And one time we filmed probably, oh God, I lost track, about 8 or 9 ships all going low over the treetops one after another and landing in the same spot, going down below the trees. So, and that was off to the, southeast of us. And, but we didn't get any UFO reports from that area. But, it's a very, very, uninhabited area, you might say. It's total wilderness out towards that area. So, I'm sure whoever lived out there couldn't have missed it, because there was just some, just massive ships, one after another. They weren't just little lights in the sky. They were huge, and they just kept going to the same area. So something went on over there. We don't know exactly what. I haven't been able to find out more about it. But we do have it on film. You know, we do have the ships going to these places and landing, you know, as well as doing the other antics. It looks like it's not just one or two ships flying around at night. Now we're seeing, you know, 20 to 30 ships, sometimes even 50. And they're some very big ships that put on quite a display and come in and power up for everybody to see. So that's a pretty ongoing thing here. It's still ongoing. And, you know, I would implore everybody to send an email to Coast to Coast and say, what's up, you know? How come you guys aren't covering this? You know, what's the matter with you? And some of the other radio shows out there, send them out to Jeff Renz and send them out to all these other people and just say, so what's the deal? You know, aren't you supposed to be covering UFO contacts and sightings and things like that? And why is this being totally censored? And see what kind of response you get. You know, who knows? You know, maybe eventually they'll give us the answer on why they believe that nothing new is going on here. It'd be interesting to hear it. So far, I haven't heard. That's about the only answer I've gotten back as far as the ongoing activity here, is that nothing new has happened here at the ranch. So we know that's not true. But I implore people to come out and have your own experience, bring your cameras, bring a picnic basket, whatever you want to do, and come enjoy the good company here, the higher consciousness and energy, the vortex, and see for yourself. See these ships coming in on a regular basis. We're about out of time. I wish I could stay longer. I know I got a wonderful group waiting for me to come out and join them in the field, which I'm going to do. So I guess it's time to sign off. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. And watch the skies. It's getting really busy out there. Good night.